Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, it's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, this week, a newspaper in Scotland obtained proof that President Bush cannot do what two things at the same time?
I was going to say walk and chew gum.
He's actually good at that. He's been practicing.
He
walk,
okay. Yeah. He can't proof.
What? Just to give you some context here, the newspaper uncovered the official police report of an incident that happened last summer when the president was in Scotland. It made some news at the time. The details were unknown. Now we know them, and we know what happened. It turns out he can't do what and what at the same time.
No, he didn't fall off his scooter there.
Close.
He.
One of them was, one of the things, I'll give you one of the things, riding a bicycle.
Ride a bicycle.
Make one more guess.
And
I'm give it to Charlie.
Make the decision to invade another country.
No.
No. All right, Charlie, do you know?
He cannot ride a bicycle and greet another human being.
He can't.
He will hit them with his bicycle and he will fall over.
That is, specifically, he cannot ride a bike and wave. He can't. This is what happened. As we said, you know, last summer, the president was visiting Scotland and we knew that he had a bike accident. Well, this is what happened. They have issued the official police incident report. It is worth quoting at length, so we will. Quote, the road was damp at the time. As the president passed the junction at speed, he raised his left arm from the handlebars to wave to the police officers present while shouting, "Thanks, you guys, for coming." As he did this, he lost control of the cycle, falling to the ground, causing both himself and his bicycle to strike the officer on the lower legs. The officer fell to the ground, striking his head. The president continued along the ground for approximately 5 meters, causing himself a number of abrasions.
Oh, ow, I'm slipping.
Unquote.
Ow, ooh, ow, ew, ow, ooh.
The man President Bush struck was out of work for 14 weeks, recovering from the injuries. The cause, hit by moving / falling object.
Wow. I'm glad the Scots looked into that thoroughly.
They did.
Was he in the hospital for 14 weeks because he got hit by the bike or because he cracked a rib laughing?
I don't know. A lot of people are second-guessing this report. Some speculating on the existence of a second bicyclist coming out of nowhere, coming from behind a grassy knoll.
A nearby vice president on a hunting trip.
Yes, you never know. Adam, U.S. intelligence agents have been monitoring a factory in Scotland because they say its product is, quote, just a small tweak, unquote, away from being a chemical weapon. What is this potentially lethal substance?
It's a candy.
Oh, no. It's a good week for Scotland, by God.
It is.
Hi, it is.
All right, so this is a product that made in Scotland.
Yes.
That's close to being a chemical weapon.
Yes, it is.
That's got to be haggis.
No. I'll give you a hint.
That is a chemical weapon.
It is. A hint. It's smoky with overtones of peat and anthrax.
Oh, whiskey.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the single malt whiskey.
The Brookladdock Distillery is reviving an ancient recipe for 184-proof whiskey.
That's right, 94%.
Alcohol. Actually,
92. 92 to 94.
But when you had a drink of that,
it.
Your math skills go to heck, so it's all right. They're doing it, quote, purely for fun. This is true. U.S. Secret Service agents have been keeping their eye on the distillery for years. Their fears of this brew being used for malicious purposes, not without merit, according to a report by a man who tried the 17th century version of this stuff, quote, 2 spoonfuls of this liquor is a sufficient dose. If any man should exceed this, it would presently stop his breath and endanger his life.
Yeah, they shouldn't be so scared about people having access to it so much as, like, having a Scotland full of people who've had a sip of this.
Yes. You never know what they're going to do.
And down.
Charlie, please listen to Carl.
Each intern is truly needed and appreciated.
That's someone's request. 25 new interns. Who's getting back on the horse, intern-wise?
Excuse me. Would that be former President Bill Clinton?
It is. Enough time has passed. We're all healed. It's time to move on.
You really think you can...
And get some more interns.
25?
25.
Wow.
Well, he has to make up for
it's
lost
like a
time.
Deli counter.
The website for the Clinton Foundation New York has posted openings for 25 unpaid interns. I'll just finish here by quoting the web posting. It states the internship offers graduates, quote, an opportunity for growth, learning, and service.
They must have looked over that ad 150 times before they posted it, thinking, like, is there any way we can phrase this that isn't going to get
a laugh? Can we call them something else? Assistance.
You know, when somebody gets a job, they're not going to say, hey, give that girl a cigar. They're not going to do that.
No sense of humidor in the hall. No,
exactly.
All.